You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host of Wine and Dine.
Becky Sue Epstein is with us today. She is exploring the wines in Bordeaux that we know as Bordeaux Superior. And many people are not familiar with what exactly that means. Becky Sue, tell us, what is a Bordeaux Superior wine? I mean, literally in English.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know we're just at a lull in dinner, and I've had 8 wines, but I kept pouring them out because I knew I had to talk to you. So, Bordeaux wines, and there's Bordeaux and Bordeaux Supérieur, and they call them Bordeaux and Bordeaux Soup. So Bordeaux Soup is really fun to say.
Okay.
And these are the wines that they've been upgrading for the past few years. And they've got an organization called Planet Bordeaux. So we're with Planet Bordeaux. We've landed in Bordeaux. And
Wow. We're
experiencing wines that I've had some of these wines over the last, 4, 5, 6 years. And I must say that the upgrades that they've been doing in the vineyards and with the winemaking are incredible. These wines, some of them are just as good as the classed growth wine, the ones you pay $100 for. And they're $15, $20,
$25. Wow.
For the 2007s, 2008s, because they have the classification, they have the number of vines per hectare and, all that sort of stuff that they need to do. Bordeaux Superior stays longer in the winery. It ages for about almost a year before they release it. But there are all these great things happening here. Where I am now at a place called Chateau Bellevue, this guy has 6 kids and 3 dogs and a winery, and he is the great-great-great-grandson of the guy who invented the helicopter.
And
it's just everyone has a story. There's another winemaker here who was an engineer until 20 years ago. His parents said, oh, we're going to sell Blaze. He said, oh, I think I'll stop being an engineer. I'll go back home and I'll be a winemaker. And he loves it. He scours the internet all day for what people say about the wines, and he makes wines for what people say they want. And his wines are juicy and fruity, and his name is Regis Shane. The other guy, Chateau Bellevue, is more classic Bordeaux, just drier, and they go with totally different things. And we're just having an amazing time here. Everybody has a story like this. Their parents were going to give up the winery, or they decided to move. We met a guy and his wife who's a Air France. Well, they're not stewardesses, flight
pilot.
No, she's a flight attendant.
Okay.
And they have several kids, and they live right on the riverside. And he had always dreamed since he was 17, he wanted to be a winemaker. And she works 2 months on, 2 months off. And so she can spend some time with the kids and the husband and everything and out in the vineyards. And he just makes wine. And another guy makes his own bread, has a museum of ancient winery tools, and took us out on a horse and carriage to see his land. I mean, these stories are amazing. And all it says on the bottle is Bordeaux or Bordeaux Soup. Well, it says Bordeaux Superior, but you just need to remember Bordeaux or Bordeaux Soup. And they have some red wines. The red wines are classic Bordeaux varietals, Cabernet and Merlot. Here it's mostly Merlot.
Okay.
And they're far better Merlots than we have from any other place in the world. When people ask me, how do you get a good Merlot? I say, look at Bordeaux, and
yes,
it's really true here.
Yes.
And they're making rosés and something they call claire, which is kind of a cross between a rosé and a red wine.
Oh, wow.
And they're making the white wines they make are all with Sauvignon Blanc and some Semillon. And some of them are more herbaceous, and some of them are a little bit less. And every so often, someone makes some in oak, which you think would be awful, but it's actually quite wonderful. And it really stands up to things like meat and other fish, and they have salt cod and other types of fish here. I mean, fresh fish. And we had larded fish for lunch. And, these are big. Most of the whites are light, but there's some big whites. We're really, really impressed here. And the pricing is amazing. Not everyone's wines are in the U.S., but when they are, they're literally, this one we're having now is $15. Another one, I think they're all 15 to maybe 20. I think one or two I've tried has been 25.
Will eventually some of the dry rosés from Bordeaux make it into the United States?
Yes, they will, because they're increasing production like mad. One winery owner told us that he's been doubling his production every year. He lives in a 16th century chateau, and he works with his father and his grandfather. His grandfather decided that after World War II, there was no future in having just a family farm with dairy cows and vegetables and stuff. So he went and, you know, went to the big consultant in Bordeaux and said, what should I plant? And he planted all this stuff and started making fabulous wines and then bottling himself. Sent his son to apprentice with Robert Mondavi in California.
Wow.
Because he wanted his son to be making business-like wines, which is kind of the opposite. Usually
yes.
People go from California and come here to France.
Yes.
But this guy said, I want to start a good quality winery business. And that's what you'll learn at Robert Mondavi. And sure enough, the son, who's now about 60, came back, and they've been innovating ever since. And now we're talking with the grandson, who's 32 years old and lives in this amazing historical register 1579 house. Just loves what he does. And the three generations work together.
Are you there with a group of American journalists, or are you there kind of on your own or with European journalists?
Well, there's a group of a few American journalists that were invited by Planet Bordeaux to come and sort of be the pioneers to see what Americans would want to see when they come over here.
Okay.
American journalists and American tourists, because more and more of these chateaus have little bed and breakfast. They might have one room, 2 rooms, 6 rooms, 8 rooms. And so you can stay where there's a winery.
Oh, wow.
And which is really, really fun. And, you know, have breakfast is included. So at breakfast, you get to ask all your questions, find out what wines to try that day, or just hang out at the pool. They all have swimming pools.
Has the vintage or the harvest been, is it all put to bed, or are they still harvesting grapes? And what does it smell like in Bordeaux right now?
It's very, we're in between kind of. The whites have all come in, and the reds, everything's 2 or 3 weeks late because it was a very, very dry summer, and they wanted to have some rain to help, you know, the water would help mature the grape flavors, so they're waiting as long as they can. The reds, either they're just starting to harvest the reds or they'll start next week, so this is a very late vintage. It's kind of a good time because they're almost in between things here, so they have a little time to talk with us.
Are the leaves changing color in Bordeaux? Is it looking like fall?
No, I've been here a week, and it's just starting to happen. I think it's probably similar to New England, where the tinges are just starting, and it's getting quite gorgeous. You know, you see in the hedgerows, and you know, a few trees farther on have tinges of scarlet, and but the grass is all green, and there are horses grazing in the field, and there's sheep, and the vineyards are pretty green because they haven't really, you know, they haven't finished the harvest.
Okay.
They're very manicured here. The vines are tall and thin. They've taken off a lot of the leaves.
Okay.
To get the ripeness, and they look great.
So when are you going to buy a second home in France?
I am buying lottery tickets whenever I think about it.
Because you're fluent in French also. So when you speak to the winemakers, are you speaking in French or in English?
Les deux, both.
Okay. Les deux. Becky Sue Epstein, we love talking to you. I wish I was there with you. Thank you so very much for sharing with us today from Bordeaux Soup.
Okay, thanks, Lynn.
Tell everybody we said hello.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm telling you, Bordeaux Soup. Now, that's not spelled S-O-U-P. It's spelled S-U-P for superior, superior. You're listening to Wine and Dine. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
Bonjour, my name is Christophe Chateau, just like Chateau, it's easy to remember. I'm director of the Union des Côtes de Bordeaux, and I'm working now on a new appellation, Côte de Bordeaux, that is going to be the family name for all the Côtes appellation, starting with the vintage 2007. We will talk soon about that on Wine and Dine.